2004 may be one of those rare elections when foreign embroilment vies with domestic issues as a determining factor in the outcome.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
Bill Clinton campaigned in 1992 under the mantra, "It's the economy, stupid," but it isn't always. Richard Nixon campaigned in 1968 on an imaginary secret plan to end the Vietnam War. And President Carter in 1980 was hurt by the Iranian hostage crisis along with a dismal economy. Congress and Democratic candidates preoccupied with the fallout from the Iraq War are distracted from major issues like Medicare, energy, electric power grids, and Social Security. For example, child welfare advocates fear the dismantling of the preschool Head Start program. Marion Wright Edelman, the head of the Children's Defense Fund and the original author of the phrase, "Leave no child behind," mourns that she can't even get a hearing in the White House or Congress. Meanwhile, Congress seems consumed with how to share responsibility between the White House and the CIA for an invasion whose justification is being called more and more into question. Associated complexities claim attention, the Rumsfeld memo admitting misgivings about the progress of the war, the anti-Islam speeches of a Pentagon general, and the leak of secret information apparently meant to embarrass a diplomat who didn't play the Iraqi nuclear game the White House way. A Newsweek poll shows 46% of voters in favor and 47% opposed to President Bush's re-election. It shows that 39% of families of soldiers overseas want their loved ones home. That's up 7% in a month. It should be remembered that the National Guard, 728,000 strong, has voters in every congressional district. It is too early to say whether the war will be a major factor in the next election. Pollster Andrew Coher told me, "You don't worry so much about cholesterol when you have a toothache. Iraq has become that toothache. If Iraq is still throbbing a year from now, it could be an important factor, perhaps the most important factor, in the national election." This is Daniel Shore.